Under that bill, anyone filming or photographing livestock abuse who didn't turn in evidence within 48 hours would be fined. The Tennessee American Civil Liberties Union submitted 34,000 signatures urging a veto this month. ACLU of Tennessee Executive Director Hedy Weinberg says she thinks the governor's decision is commendable.
There were many, many voices asking him to veto the bill, and at the same time, the governor recognizes serious implications for at least two fundamental rights that are protected, and that is freedom of expression and freedom of press.
In a statement, Haslam says he thinks the bill could be improved in future legislative sessions, but that the state attorney general says the current version is constitutionally suspect. I'm Christine Jessel, WUOT News.